Well, greetings to you this day in Jesus' name, and may the Lord bless you and keep you as you look to Him, as we look to Him, and get our strength from Him. I'd like to read to you, it's a pretty familiar passage. It's out of a book that probably isn't read just terribly often. It can be a little depressing. But there are some good things in here that God wrote through a prophet. And we're thinking that the prophet was most likely Jeremiah. And it's the book of Lamentations. And just a real brief history. God was very disturbed with Israel and Judah because they had forsaken Him. They had turned away from Him. And He gave them prophets to encourage them to get back on that right way, to ponder the path of their feet, and they continually rejected and turned back to God. And they did the very thing that God told them not to do when they lived in the land of promise, the land of Canaan. They started worshiping the gods of the people that were living there before them. And God was very grieved with that. And He'd send prophets to warn and to give direction to His people, and they kept rejecting it. Jeremiah had a very difficult job because he had a very unpopular message. It was a message of repent, turn. God can, he still wants to save you out of this situation. And the people began to hate him. The kings hated him that were reigning in his time. The prophets didn't like him. The people living in the land did not like him because he was telling them, we're going to be in big trouble, and we're going to be overtaken because of the sin, because of the rejection of God, rejecting God. And so he had a very unpopular message, and so Lamentations is just kind of as you read through it, he's grieving because of the choices the people made not to follow God. And so anyways, there's one passage that we probably, you've heard it, I'm sure, because it's very, very commonly quoted out of Lamentations. Beautiful passage. But I just wanted to preface that just a little bit with what Jeremiah had been going through. A prophecy to his own people that it's not going to be good because you won't turn back to God. But in all of those things, all of the negative, he found a little glimmer of hope here. And this is what it is, Lamentations 3. And I'll begin in verse 21. And he says, "This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope." I want you to think about that just for a minute. He's been prophesying all this stuff about how God is going to, he's going to come in and he's going to chasten. But he said, "But this I recall to mind. And it gives me hope." And here's what it is. Verse 22. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning." And then he's talking to God here. "Great is Thy faithfulness." Verse 24. "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him." See, God always gives a message of hope, even when it's time for the spanking, so to speak. There's always hope. God gives hope. That's just the way He is. He gives us hope. And Jeremiah he's gleaning from that right now, because it's a pretty dark time in Israel for the Jews, in Jerusalem. But God gives hope. And He is a very faithful. Great is His faithfulness. And verse 25 says, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him." These are all little nuggets here that we can just cling to and claim and walk in these things. The Lord is good to all those that wait for Him. That's not easy to do sometimes, I know. But He's good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh him. That's how we wait for him. We seek. Lord, what do? God's happy. He's pleased with that. Verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You see, I just believe that even in Israel's darkest time, and this is Jerusalem here, in their darkest time, God was still giving a glimmer of hope, some light. And I believe that's just as much for us today as it was for them. There is hope that we have in him. And it's good that a man should hope. Both, two things. Hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. God will save us. Not just in the end, but even through the trial. God is interested in saving us from those things. As we talked about before, the things that God hates is because they destroy men. They destroy men. God hates them, but he has given us a Savior. He wants to save us from those things. He gives us that hope. And Jeremiah is sharing this here. He's recalling back to his mind. He says, you know, back where we started, I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. I remember. I remember what God said. I remember that his mercies, it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. He's very compassionate. He's a just, almighty God, but he's very compassionate here, according to the words of this prophet, and that they're new every morning. Every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. That's what God's messenger was telling to his people. And it was preserved for us so that we can hear it even today. What a blessing. This is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. And in the mercies of God, in his loving kindness, his faithfulness. That sounds like, you know, some people may think that sounds a little ooey and gooey, but I'll tell you, God is great in mercy, and it's a good thing because we need his mercy every day. And I know you know that. Sometimes we do need a reminder. And I hope that today that's a good reminder that let's hope in the Lord. And let's hope in him and quietly wait for his salvation. God bless you as you do that.